Hello, my name is Helen.
And I'm Tim.
We both teach at a college called Moorlands down in Bournemouth, and we're looking forward to being with you this weekend doing some teaching. We unfortunately couldn't be there this evening because we had a work commitment, but we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We decided to base the teaching this weekend on some words from Jesus, and let me read the context in which they're found from John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know the way to where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is this final verse, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, that we wanted to base this weekend's talks on. We thought it was just particularly applicable in the current context in which we find ourselves, where we live in a kind of post-truth world, where with the rise of AI, some kind of fake news is rising potentially to a whole new extreme, so difficult to know what is true, what's not true. We're all trying to find our way in life to figure out what our purpose is. And we're looking for life. We are surrounded, aren't we, by just news of darkness and despair and death. And so to just reflect on the life that comes through Christ, we're hoping will be a real encouragement to us at this time. So we're not going to base our talks just on John chapter 14, although we keep referring back to them, and Tim will share some thoughts on John 14 in a moment. But rather, we're going to kind of take these words, way, truth and life, and just explore some other parts of the Gospel of John, focusing on those particular words.
So the context of these verses in John chapter 14 is the disciples have shared the Last Supper with Jesus. Judas has gone to betray Jesus, and later that night he will be arrested. The disciples are confused, they're anxious, and they're grieving, they're not sure what's going to happen. And it's into that context that Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. Now, I think sometimes that we can be a little bit obsessed with houses. I don't know if anyone spent much time watching daytime TV, but we've got loads of programmes about houses, haven't we? Homes Under the Hammer, A Place in the Sun, Grand Designs, location, location, location. We have a kind of sense that our place of belonging matters. And Jesus here is talking about his Father. He's talking about God. He's talking about God who has created an eternal home. And it's expansive, this idea that there's many rooms. God's eternal home that he has prepared for us is expansive. So there's a wide invitation to this eternal home. This is what we were created for. This is not just the epilogue. Heaven, our eternal dwelling with God, is not just the last chapter of our lives, but this is the very purpose that we were made for, our eternal dwelling with God. And twice in the passage that Helen just read, Jesus refers to his going, he's anticipating his going to prepare a place for us. In verses 2 and 3, Jesus emphasizes that fact. Now, it can be tempting, I think, to think in very natural terms about this. When we know that we've got visitors coming round, we might rush around to, vacuum the lounge and make sure that everything's put away that we don't want people to be seen. We rush around with the duster and we put all the dirty mugs away. And we might think that Jesus is doing the heavenly equivalent of that. You know, he's going to get the bed linen ready in our eternal home. But that's not what Jesus is talking about when he says, I go to prepare a place for you. I think what he's really alluding to is the idea that we cannot just make our own way into the presence of God. We need one who will go to prepare a way for us. When Jesus talks about preparing a way for us, he's talking about making a way for sinners. He's talking about making a way, preparing a way that sinners can come into the presence, into the eternal dwelling place of God. And we know that's what Jesus means, because then he goes on to say, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so as we think about these words over the next couple of days and we dwell on them, I think, we want to think about the way that Jesus is the way that Jesus provides a way for us to get to God, the way that Jesus is life, he embodies life, the way that Jesus is truth. He doesn't just say true things, he is the embodiment of truth. Mm. And I want you to see that in the context of what Jesus is saying here in John chapter 14. Two things are true at the same time. Number one, the eternal home, the eternal dwelling of God is big. It's expansive. The invitation is wide open. His place has plenty of room. But the way does need to be prepared by Jesus. He alone is the way. There is both an inclusivity to this invitation and an exclusivity that Jesus alone is the only way. And so we're really looking forward to getting to know you, to unpacking this a little bit more over the next couple of days. And we're praying for a great first night for you. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.